Hello and welcome to the Business Breakthrough Mastermind. I am the host and creator, Adrienne Hill, and I help online entrepreneurs like you to build the skills, structure, and systems that you need to scale to $50,000 months and beyond. Now, I have brought together over a dozen experts for masterclass style training sessions so that we can break down high conversion strategies to maximize leads, streamline your teams, and increase revenue. So let's jump in. Let's make the most of this power-packed session, and let's agree to take action on everything we learned today so that this can be the catalyst for everything converting higher, better, and faster for you moving forward. Let's do this. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today, I am here with the lovely Karen Gray. Now, she's a coach, speaker, leader, and the co-founder of Destination Awaken World. Using the lessons from her own corporate experience of 30 years in financial services, her transition to entrepreneurship, as well as her own adoption journey and battle with self-worth, Karen helps professionals overcome their story and wake up to their full potential by learning how to master their VQ. So that's a topic we'll be talking about today, mastering your VQ to increase your revenue, all things money, money mindset, money beliefs, money behaviors. This is going to be a fascinating deep dive. So thank you so much, Karen, for being with us. I can't wait to dig into this topic with you.
Thank you for having me. So excited. I love being a part of your community and supporting those that are in it. So thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, they are going to love what you have to share when we unpack this together. So just in case there are those in the community and the audience who have not met you just yet, you want to tell us a little bit about your background and your story of like how you ended up carving out this interesting niche in like money mindset area?
Yeah, thank you for the question, because really what I've learned is that what we're here to learn, we actually then get to teach. And so my journey came from my own experience and my evolution, if you will, of coming from a family that was very much not influential, not affluent, very, very limited money mindset. And they were both very much worker bees. They loved being employees. And I just had this free will spirit of an entrepreneur that somehow didn't match with the lessons I learned in the examples I had growing up. Mm-hmm. And so with my rebellious little spirit of wanting to see things differently, and I'm a manifesting generator, so I saw things in all things, how we could do something faster and better and quicker and more efficient. And that just led me down a path of exploring how to do me in those spaces. And it is now what I have the opportunity to teach people is how to find yourself in the middle of the life you've created.
Yeah, I love that. And I think the audience is going to be able to highly relate to that, because as entrepreneurs, we think differently. Where other people see problems and challenges, we see opportunity.
Yes, absolutely.
Like we're almost always going against the grain somehow, and our families just think we're nuts.
Yeah. So if you're shaking your head and saying, yeah, my family thinks I'm nuts, welcome to your tribe. This is the tribe of nutty people who are here to make a lot of money and a big impact on the world. So you're in the right place.
Yes, absolutely. And you can't even begin to have an impact or really step into your purpose if you're being blocked by beliefs around money.
Right.
Emotions around money that are limiting. So I feel like this is a topic that no matter what kind of business or industry you're in, no matter what you're building, what your background is, it could be night and day different than what Karen and I do. But if you're an entrepreneur of any flavor, you really have to at least some point become aware of what your money mindset is made up of and what your belief structure is, because it can absolutely, I've seen people plateau, get totally derailed, like get prevented from even getting off the ground. And it's all because of like the subconscious stuff going on.
Absolutely.
We're not even aware of.
Right. And that's the crazy thing is you can build something or see an opportunity to build something, and you can sabotage it before it ever gets done. You can sabotage it after you've created it, or you could be in the process of sabotaging something, not even desiring to tear it down. And so if you've ever caught yourself in that loop, then that is that subconscious mindset that Adrienne just mentioned, and it's fixable. We can fix that.
Yes. So of course, you've spent not only in your corporate career time in the financial services area, but now in your entrepreneurial world, have you found that there's certain beliefs that you see over and over again, or certain behaviors that you see over and over again? And what does that landscape look like if we were to look at it from like a 10,000 foot view looking down?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly how I transitioned from my initial coaching, because I started coaching in the pageant world. My daughter was in pageants. Her coach was tragically killed in a car accident, and I had to step in and help her. Mm-hmm. And I used my Dale Carnegie training back in the 80s and 90s. And the lessons I had learned developing my ability to speak in financial seminars and IRA presentations, all this really exciting stuff in the financial services world, I use that to help her become a more eloquent speaker and a more eloquent pageant interviewer. And then I saw that my financial clients, the women that I was supporting with their finances, were having the same conversations with me that these 12, 15, 16, 20-year-olds were having.
Wow.
And it was, I don't know if I'm good enough. No one in my family's ever done this. People think I'm crazy for doing this. I'm stepping out and I don't know if I even deserve to win. And when you hear a 10-year-old say it, it makes sense. But when you hear a 50-year-old, a 60-year-old, a 30-year-old say those same things about their career that they've already achieved or something that is on their heart, you know that there's something that has been placed very, very early, young in age, that someone hasn't been able to manage, manifest, and work through.
Mm-hmm.
And I begin to identify those own lines and dots in my own life.
Yeah. What a fascinating observation that, and it kind of makes sense. Like, of course we would expect children to maybe not have developed their full level of confidence yet.
Exactly. Right. Like, they're still learning.
Learning who they are and figuring out the personality, but you're seeing the exact same things hold back people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
Long after you would think like, but wait, you know who you are.
Right. Yeah.
Why are you hung up on, like, what's going on here? Yeah.
And even when we become aware of it, even when, you know, it seems like 40s, we kind of hit this where I don't really care as much what people think. I'm going to kind of do it my own way. There is still a pattern of beliefs and thoughts that unless you manage that, take that captive and process through that, it still dictates your subconscious. So even your awareness doesn't change it. And it's not just limited to women. I primarily work with women. So those are the conversations I've had. But successful men, I'm talking really multi-millionaire successful men, still have these same challenges. They're making bank and they're like, I'm just waiting for it to all burn down because I don't know that I've earned this. Like, I just got lucky. They make excuses for how they were able to attain this and they're waiting for it to fail.
Is that one of the categories you see is people feeling they don't deserve it and therefore either blocking it from happening or if it somehow happens anyway?
Yeah.
Waiting for it to all burn down. Is that like
absolutely.
One of
the, yeah. Absolutely. Have you ever heard or seen, you know, I'm not afraid to fail. I'm afraid what's going to happen if I succeed.
Oh yeah. I've heard
that. That comes from the same place of if I succeed, and here's the key, it's what does that mean? What do we make that mean? If this happens, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And we create these imaginary lines of determination of our worth, our value. If this fails, it means this. If this succeeds, it means this.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've learned those phrases, those words, those habits, and they don't serve us anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are there like main categories that you see people fall into over and over and over of the meaning that they assign to money?
There is. And actually, I'm so excited that you asked and you see my smile because I have created an archetype, money archetype. Mm-hmm. Relationship belief archetype. And I've learned that there's basically five different archetypes that determine how we see the world and what we make that mean about us.
I would love to go through just like at the highest level, what each of these five are, if you could take us through that.
Absolutely. So the first archetype is the saver.
Mm-hmm.
And this archetype is going to be someone who doesn't matter how much they make, they're always going to see that they need to save money because what if something happens?
So it's like secretly in the back of their head, they have like doomsday back there.
Absolutely. They're
all why they save.
They're always fear driven. Yes.
Anything else you want to add in about the saver type of personality that we haven't covered yet?
Yeah. So mostly the saver is about the value and their security and stability coming from their ability to save and budget and control the money.
Okay. So it does come down to a sense of control as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. What's the next type? I'm dying to hear.
So type two is the investor. This is someone who's really about taking more risks. They're driven by opportunities and they're focused on their money growing. So they need this money to have a purpose. It has to grow and they're not going to invest in anything that they don't see an opportunity within.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And I can absolutely think of people who fall in that category. And I think to a certain extent, I fall in that category. So very fair.
Yeah. And so you're going to, just like other things, you're going to see, oh, I'm really that, but I kind of resonate with this. Mm-hmm. Fully makes sense. But mm-hmm. you're going to lean more towards one.
Sure.
And really be connected to one. The third type is the spender. The spender is someone that absolutely love money. They love life. They struggle to restrict it because they instantly want money to equate to an experience or joy. Money is a tool and a resource for them to use. They resist being controlled by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. And I can absolutely think of people who fall in that category too. And the more I think about it, the more I think, ooh, depending on which category you are, it could dramatically impact how you build your business.
Absolutely.
The level to which you can build your business, what types of things hold you back. Like, so already my mind is spinning. So for those of you in the audience, make sure you're taking notes. Mm-hmm. Make sure you jot down which of these you identify with and which ones maybe more so than others, because it's going to be fascinating how this comes together in the end. So, okay, which is the next type?
The fourth type is the giver archetype. Givers are compassionate and generous. Their money is more about self-sacrificing. So I will spend money, but typically only if it's going to benefit someone else, right? There has to be a balance of others in what I do, or I might feel guilty about that, right? So I'm a giver.
Okay. Yes, that makes sense. And I can absolutely think of people I know who would fit in that category too.
And then the final type is what I call the abundant. The abundant is the balanced person, right? They understand that money is simply a tool, a resource, an exchange, and that it can turn any situation into a giving situation, a saving situation, an investing situation, an abundant, a joyful lifelong situation of exchange. So this is where they're controlling the money. Money isn't controlling them. Money's mm-hmm. a tool.
Yes, it's a tool, it's a resource.
Yes.
And they could use it in any of those other manners. So they're kind of like the chameleon of the group.
They are the chameleon. They're the one that's a little bit of all of it mm-hmm. without the control of money. So the others, you might see how money or other things, right? It could be a relationship. It could be wealth. It could be the actual dollars or the things that get you the dollars, has more control over you. Whereas our final fifth type, the abundant, has more control over the money.
Yes. Okay. Interesting. And so have you seen certain red flags or watch outs that you want to let the audience know about that you've seen, you know, with the clients you've worked with or people you've worked with of certain types maybe running into certain issues?
Absolutely. And that's something that I took into account when I created the survey because it is very proprietary. It's all unique to me. And I created an opportunity for you to see your superpowers. So your archetype is like a hero, right? You have your superpowers and every type has them, but they also have their kryptonite or the things that are your challenges, the weaknesses, the things you want to look out for. So when you take the free test, you get to not only learn about your archetype that you most resonate with, which is that knowledge, that awareness, the key thing to just know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to know what is absolutely abundantly powerful about that and what are the things you can look for. But mm-hmm. here's the key. is these are things that are learned behaviors. So unlike your genetic traits, the things that you've inherited from your DNA, from your ancestors, like I have hazel eyes, unless I wear contacts and cover them up, my eyes are hazel. But your money archetypes, your relationship with money, the way that you interact and treat yourself because of money, those are learned behaviors that go way deep that we can change. You can be a saver today, and in a year, you can be an abundant.
Mm-hmm.
So if for those, yeah.
Those of you watching thinking, but this is just the way I am. I've always been this way. I was raised this way. It's how I think. Like, I don't think I can change that. You absolutely can. It's a learned behavior with growth mindset. You're saying any of us can change which archetype that we align with.
Absolutely. Your thoughts create your reality. Mm-hmm. And so they are all instinctually linked. And now we know with epigenetics that we have a choice mm-hmm. on who we are, how we behave, and who we become. And we mm-hmm. control that. And so knowing is the first step.
Yes. Yes. So, okay. So this is fascinating how this comes together. Now, in working with clients and colleagues over the years and developing these archetypes, helping people rewire or grow into different archetypes and patterns of thinking, what types of results have you seen people get in their lives, in their financial lives, by leveraging some of this knowledge and putting themselves in the driver's seat and owning it versus letting it own or control them?
So many exciting stories. One that I'll share, or one that I feel like is the most, is being able to step into your own path versus, we mentioned, you know, this is what my parents did. My parents were employees. I have so many clients that have an entrepreneurial drive because I teach, help people with starting a business or launching a business has been one of the things that I love doing. And so I'm magnetically attracted to people that maybe they're still in corporate and they want to make that leap. Mm-hmm. So I've been able to help them rewire their thinking and seeing that it's possible for them to begin to function as an entrepreneur because it's already on their heart. And so just this last year, I saw three women go from very, very overwhelming burnout positions in corporate America that they were on the verge of getting laid off. They actually manifested a layoff, which gave them a year of cushion money to help them launch their businesses, three different industries. Mm-hmm. And now two of them are in partnerships and one is a solo business and just flourishing.
And now it's they're in business full time.
They are in business full time, their own business, their own dreams, their own paths. And one of them told me in the beginning, absolutely not. I am connected to you because I need to own my power, but I'll never be an entrepreneur. And so she was attracted to me because of my coaching. We were referred by a mutual friend. And now she has a CPA business. It's a new business for cannabis. She's a CPA for cannabis companies and is absolutely killing it. Like she is just marketing herself and using her voice. And she came in with the thought that I can't do that because her whole family were of a different path. They were educators. They were employees. She was, you know, tied herself to being a CFO of another company, not her own company.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's killing it. And I'm so proud of her. But also just to see people break down generational wealth blocks of mm-hmm. poverty, just yeah. because you came from a certain history or a certain place does not mean that that's your destiny. Mm-hmm. And so to help clients break that poverty, to start their own business in real estate, to be a real estate investor. Another client of mine moved to Texas, left his family in Michigan and came to Texas, absolutely is killing it. And he's doing both. He hasn't left his career, but he's started a business in real estate investing because that was his passion. And so walking through those steps with someone to help them shed the identities that no longer serve them,
mm-hmm.
being able to recognize it, that doesn't serve me, but I see how I'm behaving that way. And I see how that's hurting me and blocking me because I'm not able to invest in a business because I believe I have to save. I've been taught to believe that I'm a saver, not a spender, or that money, if I take money, I'm taking it from someone. So now I have it, they don't.
That's the opposite of abundance right there.
That is the opposite of abundance. And when you see money as an exchange, when you learn that, you can't unlearn it. Money is an exchange of value. If they give you money, you're giving them value to get more money.
Yeah.
They're going to have it. You're going to have it. Now we all win.
Right.
And seeing it that way now opens up the floodgates for abundance.
Yeah. So regardless of your previous or current circumstances, it does not need to limit or dictate what your future looks like.
Absolutely.
And so not only are you helping people with their money mindset, it's almost like addressing their identity. Like I, like some of those previous clients, I'm not the kind of person who could even succeed at this.
Yeah.
They rewrote that identity. And now not only are they the person who could, they are.
Absolutely. Yes. So it's literally identifying your value and you get to dictate that. No one else.
That is fantastic. So I know we've kind of like hinted around at this throughout the conversation, touching on the archetypes, talking about the potential of what can happen when you truly tap into these. And in a way, either redefine your identity or redefine some of your thought patterns and beliefs around money. We've kind of hinted at there being a quiz, and I know you have a free gift that can help our audience to get started. Do you want to tell us about that gift and what's inside and how it's going to help them?
I do. So there is a free money archetype quiz that you can take that will walk you through just a few questions. It's a short, about 3 minutes. Answer the questions. You'll get a report. And not only will you understand what your archetype is, how you resonate with that, you'll learn about all the archetypes, all five, and your superpowers, your kryptonite, and then be invited to join me to explore that further to know, okay, now I have this. What does it mean? What do I do with it? And how can I change this?
And I think that's so helpful because I'm sure so many people in the audience either identified with one or more of the archetypes. Mm-hmm. Some might know exactly who they are and others might be like, well, I feel like I'm a tie. Like, which one am I? Right. And even for those who were able to clearly identify which archetype they fit into, you probably don't know your superpower or your kryptonite. And if you want to be like one of those success stories that Karen talked to us about of, you know, three different people leaving or exiting or adding on to their corporate lives to include these rich entrepreneurial stories, you might just need to know what archetype you are and how you can leverage your superpower and avoid that kryptonite so that you could be one of those people being one of those next success stories, which would be super exciting because you definitely don't want to be blind to it. You don't want to get plateaued because of it, because a lot of it is subconscious. And sometimes it takes bringing awareness to it like this to really unpack it. So thank you for contributing that as a gift for our audience. I love it.
Yeah, it's that, you know, we get stuck and it's like, I just don't know what's missing. I don't know. It is that subconscious that is almost always the, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm confused. I'm stuck. And just having that insight. It's almost like peeling back pieces of the onion and seeing the center and going, oh, that's where it is.
Yeah.
I want you to know that. It's the key to everything.
Yes. And awareness is always the first step. Once you know, then you can decide what to do about it, right?
Absolutely.
So I know for the VIP ticket holders, you have a gift that's even more exciting. It can take them even one step further. Do you want to tell us about that one?
Yes. And so for our VIPs, you are going to get a free breakdown and taking that next step to know, okay, if this is who I am, this is what I do, this is how it equates to the other parts of me. So my human design type with my money archetype quiz and my disc type to my money archetype quiz. There's so many different things that help you know who you are and be able to then apply it to the blocks that you see as your number one block to getting from where you are to where you want to go.
Love
the
that.
VIPs get an extra step, and it starts with my mini mindset training. And so you're going to get that opportunity to listen to what I consider one of my best mini trainings. It was a live training that I had so many great feedbacks, and I just wanted to share it because again, how we do anything is how we do everything. Money is just an outward expression of our internal identifiers. So if I'm feeling unworthy, then I'm going to react a certain way with money. That's where all of the archetypes came from. And that also is going to dictate how I handle my budget, how I handle a business, how I handle my career, or maybe relationships, my love relationships, my professional relationships, relationships with my children. And so having these things all intertwined, connected, will give you so much clarity, because clarity is really where I think we get stuck when we don't have that clear path.
Yes.
And just making a clear way changes everything.
Well, and what I find so helpful about that, after years of being in business, I've observed that, you know, what Karen said is so true. Whatever you think or believe about yourself on the inside, you reflect to the outside world, right? But also, whatever you're reflecting to the outside world, you're going to attract more of that back into your life. So it's like there's this internal mirror and there's this external mirror, and it all just keeps reflecting and reflecting and reflecting. And it's like, if you keep getting things that are the opposite of what you want, there's probably something on the inside that's attracting that or reflecting that back to you that really needs to be explored, right? And there's this entire fascinating world of digging into those types of things that you can dive into. But I think for all entrepreneurs, digging into the financial side of that is mandatory.
And we
all build a healthy business.
Avoid it. Yes.
Yeah. You can't build a healthy business without having healthy finances. And so this is absolutely a place I view it as like a non-negotiable for business.
Literally the foundation. And as you said, you know, you can't build a business. You can't build a house without a solid foundation. And your relationship with yourself is that solid foundation. And, you know, whether we call it a relationship, whether we call it money, whether we call it abundance or wealth, it truly is about the value that we see within that is that mirror into our finances, into all of the other parts and pieces. So I love that you just simplified it. This is truly the archetype of the self.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything reflects inward and outward simultaneously. So if this has been resonating with you and you realized, ooh, I think this is the next area I really need to dig into because I think there's something underneath. Definitely grab that free gift. If you're not a VIP ticket holder yet, what are you doing? Grab that VIP ticket so you can go one level deeper as well. And of course, you can always follow Karen. She is there to help you. She will be inside of our Facebook group and we'll be on our daily debrief. So if you have any follow-up questions and you're kind of silently kicking me and you're like, Adrian, how did you not ask this super obvious question? There'll be a space for more Q&A. So don't worry, Karen's got you covered. And so circle back with us inside the Facebook group or reply to any of the emails you've gotten about this event with your questions. We'll make sure that we get them fielded in that debrief call. And until then, thank you so much, Karen, for being with us and for sharing your abundance and value. And I can't wait to see what the audience does with it.
I love it. And I love that you're still letting them be a VIP. Y'all, if you haven't done this yet, seriously, what are you waiting on? There's way too much value in this group and in this container and this event. I would assume everybody's a VIP by now, but if they're not, there's still a chance. Oh my gosh.
There's still time.
Yes, so much value. So thank you so much for the opportunity. And I just can't wait for the conversations and to just love on your people and explore this more because there's some new language. You know, we don't talk about VIQ. We know IQ and EQ. Those are more common terms now, but VIQ is new. So having that value quotient and knowing my value changes how we are able to really, really receive revenue.
So speaking of which, does VIQ, in terms of how you define that, is that your value IQ, your own internal value?
Yes, your value quotient. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating, because you're right. Anything financial is just an exchange of value.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
But so is the boundaries that we set.
Mm-hmm.
So we could simplify it so linearly and microscopically to identify that how I teach people to treat me, how I treat myself, how I see my value around me, all resonates back from the same place. Of do I believe I'm worthy of this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful way to reflect that. And the answer is yes, you are. Simply because you are. And if you struggle with that answer, then that's where we start.
Yes. Oh, I love that. And I know for a fact, after working with hundreds of clients myself, there are people watching this that say, I know you say that, but I don't believe it. So if that's you, get that free gift, my friend.
Yes, start there.
Yes, that is your starting point. So thanks again, Karen. And we will definitely circle back to make sure the audience gets everything they need. And thank you so much for giving us your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. See you all soon. Bye for now.